Well, hey there, and welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. This is your dynamic duo. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
And well, we kind of got something new and fun for you guys. Fun for us too, let's be real. But just as, you know, it's November, what, 2nd as we're filming this. And well, we were just thinking, wow, the holidays are coming up. We've seen a lot of people writing on Facebook how it can be a stressful time. And we just want to, you know, prepare a little something just to come alongside and support you through the phone. So, Jen, can you tell us what are we doing this time?
We are introducing a new series. Is that what we're calling it? A series,
I think so.
Of podcasts. A series.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Series of podcast episodes where we help you out through the holidays. So the introduction one today, this episode, we are talking about navigating food challenges, or we're introducing this whole topic of navigating food challenges during the holiday season, because let's be real, we all face some challenges with food.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to do first is give y'all just a little sneak peek. So give you just kind of the topics we're going to cover in the next weeks leading up to Christmas. So each week we will come back with a topic that we're going to cover regarding navigating food challenges during the holiday season. So first we've got tempting treats, then we've got, the next week we've got social pressures, the next week we'll talk about emotional connection, and the next week we'll be talking about time constraints, and then we're going to talk about stress, then that next week we'll talk about lack of routine and how that affects our food stuff and at the holidays. And then the very last week, we will, right before Christmas, we'll talk about having a game plan on the actual day. So
this, I like it,
is gonna be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if we think about it, the problems in our head we could come up with could be endless, but with this, hopefully it'll help you to realize that once you just get them out, and like us putting them on paper, they're like, oh, okay. And hopefully that will be the same for you guys as we kind of talk about this and dive deeper.
We wanted to support because we feel like it's super important for you to know you're not alone. So as a listener, one of the biggest things that we are hoping to do in sharing these things is help you to realize that there are so many of us that actually deal with this behind the scenes, even if we aren't talking about it. Like, I don't hear it talked about, I don't think, as much as it's being dealt with. Like, a lot of people deal with food issues nowadays.
Yeah, and I think the tendency is to hide them because they're like, this isn't normal, I'm not normal, or I don't want people to see my problem. But with this, the transparency will help you to feel that you're not alone.
And yeah,
happens to all of us. So
give you some things to think about and also some understanding and support, and hopefully some tricks and tips to help. So
yeah,
today what we thought we'd do is just kind of walk through some things that can help. Like, we're going to give you actually 10 things to get started with. So don't feel like you have to do them all at once. As I like to say often, doing too much too fast too soon is not good for our nervous system. So that doesn't help, but just take what we share with these 10 tips to help you at the holidays and take what works and leave the rest. Okay. So the first thing that can be super helpful is planning ahead. Have you found that?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, and just like, just planning ahead, one, for the stress of all the recipes that, like, because, I don't know, like, my sister's hosting Thanksgiving this year. I don't even thought about Christmas yet, but in regard to Thanksgiving, my sister's hosting. And so I've just began to think, like, okay, what exactly do I need to make? And how can I make it easy for everybody? Because I know my mom tends to get stressed and be like, I don't know what to make. I'm like, don't worry, let's just talk about it.
To the rescue. So planning ahead. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So then number two is portion control. And when I say portion control, I'm like, I don't mean like count every calorie and be super anal, unless that's helpful for you. I just mean it in the way of kind of looking, I guess being intentional with what amounts of which foods work for me. Like that helps me. So how do you implement portion control? Or like, is that a thing that's helpful for you?
Yeah, it is. I think how we've talked about before, filling up on the good stuff,
yeah.
Even though it's the holidays and you're like, I have to eat this. I only eat it once a year, but still filling up on protein first and then letting your body kind of tell you what it needs. Maybe you just have a little bit less of something than you would think, because my eyes are always bigger than my stomach. Mm-hmm. I mean,
so maybe,
I say it every year.
Maybe we're saying like portion control on the things that you know aren't actually helpful for you, but
yeah.
Like go hog wild with veggies.
Veggies or and turkey.
Whatever works for you. But I think a lot of these things are like mindset shifts, right? So
yes.
No food is a bad food inherently, but
right.
Just kind of looking at how they work for your body. Okay, yes. And then number three is being mindful. So
I guess just, I mean, just kind of being aware. I know that the holidays can be hard. I mean, some have experienced loss, some just take on the brunt of everything, of all the planning, everybody's emotions and whatnot, and just like being mindful of how that can impact you and taking care of yourself throughout that.
Yeah, that's important. And number four is balancing your plate. So we kind of already covered that because we talked about that one. But yeah, having a little bit of everything like balancing it out so that you've, especially the protein, that's been a big one for me. If I've got enough protein, then my blood sugar, or our blood sugar, stays more stable, right?
Uh-huh.
So then number five is staying hydrated. So
yeah.
I think I did share this on an episode recently, but I think it's so interesting to just recognize that water is not only good for like detox and all your cells, and like your body needs it to flourish. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good word.
But okay, but actually water in and of itself helps us to process emotions. So if you are experiencing a lot of emotions, if you go drink a bunch of water, it will actually help your body to process your emotions.
Dude, that's
so
cool.
I'm sure there's more science.
I remember you talking about that.
But I think it's so interesting. Like any water in any form. So being around water, washing your body with water, drinking your water. Like water is a magic pill.
Totally.
Then the next one is kind of maybe obvious, but anyways, is avoiding excessive amounts of alcohol. So in my world, I don't actually find it super helpful to be like, absolutely no, never. I know that that's one way to deal with things, but what works better for me is to look at like what it does work for my body. Like, does alcohol work for my body and in what amount, and how does it make me feel, and how do I want to feel, and like kind of that's how I approach it. So that's how I'd encourage you to approach alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Then number seven is staying active, moving your body. It changes your mood and it helps our body in general. And then number eight is having a support system. So being around people that are encouraging and feel helpful for you. And by the way, I think we all have people at the holidays maybe that we end up spending time with that, just being honest, stress us out. But you can fill up your cup in other ways. So I just want to say that like balancing it out is a big deal. So if you know that you're going to be with Aunt Nina, that I don't even actually I do have Nina in my life, but this is not about you, Aunt Nina. This is just, I'm just saying, if you have somebody in your life that you know you're going to be around that stresses you out, you can balance that out by intentionally having a play date, no, like hanging out with a friend that fills up your cup, like around yeah. the same time, like before or after, and you can look forward to that. And then number 9 is mindset, which we've kind of talked about with like a lot of it is like the way we think about things. So that's just something to keep in your mind. And then the last one, number 10, is having alternatives.
Yes.
So.
Wait, what's alternatives?
Having alternatives meaning that like going to, like if you're going to a dinner and you know that there's like, they're going to be serving smart. All these things. It's like, can you throw in your purse like that protein bar or whatever that is going to be good for you to kind of like fill in where maybe you know, or maybe you're gluten or dairy free and you don't know if they're going to have that option. Can you be the one to bring the dish?
Smart. That you know you can eat. Yeah,
or
sure.
You could be the one to, if you're not hosting but you're bringing something, like you could offer to bring a veggie platter or a big nice salad that you love or
mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah, that's good. Those are good tips. Thank you for sharing them. Hopefully those were helpful to everybody listening.
By the way, this is brought to you courtesy of Emily because she had such a good idea for having this holiday topic happen.
I mean,
I love it.
I just had the original holiday. You're the one that said, let's take a series, which was genius.
Oh, gosh.
So,
stop it.
This is going to be so fun, everybody.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope that you found this helpful. And if you haven't yet booked a free clarity call and you know that you are wanting to have a good holiday season with food, let's chat. I am offering free clarity calls for people that are serious and want to work on their food stuff, heal their relationship with food. It's just a quick 30 to 45 minute Zoom call where we can chat together about what's been going on for you and look at what's the next one thing that you can do to change, you know, to look or to get you towards your goal. And then we can talk about other ways to work together if you want. Otherwise, thank you for being here. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.
And come back next week for...
Next week, we are talking about those tempting treats.
Tempting treats. You heard it. So if that sounds like something you want to listen to, join us. We'll see you next week. I mean, talk next week.
Okay, ta-ta. Bye.